So I was 11 years old when I started like being vocal about my opposition and my people's opposition of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I was 11. I am now 16 years old, and for a long time, like, I never expected in the first place to have Standing Rock be such a monumental sort of platform for Indigenous peoples and Indigenous people. I think that it allowed sort of space in mainstream media for people to finally hear, you know, what's been happening. Who are Native people in the Americas and all across the globe? Who are these people who have been protecting 80% of the world's biodiversity for millennia? Who are the first peoples of the places that we live in? For me, this really has been such a huge sign that people are becoming more and more receptive to those messages. We know now that we must treat Indigenous peoples as human beings, because Indigenous rights are human rights. No one should have to fight for clean water. And these are all things that, you know, this younger generation of people, this Gen Z, they understand that, they get it. I think, you know, in a lot of ways, it's really a slap to the face of Gen X, this generation before the boomer generation. It's like, your actions are unacceptable and they will not be tolerated anymore. You cannot preach something to your kids. You cannot preach kindness and compassion to your kids. You cannot preach empathy and then go into positions of leadership and make decisions and policies that negatively affect people's quality of life. That is not okay, and we will not tolerate it anymore. And so I really like grew up with that movement, and it made me into who I am, and it gave me the purpose that I have today. And it really, it feels good to just know that a movement started by young people, an 11-year-old and her comrades of similar age, that movement was successful and that pipeline has been shut down. And if anything, it's a huge sign to young people everywhere that what we are doing is working, and we must keep going if we want to see the change happen. If we want change to be enacted by people in power, we need to be vocal about it. And we need to make sure that it happens, because the power belongs in the hands of the people. And it's time that we start speaking up and realizing that we have all of that potential sitting with us. I always thought about, even when I was a kid, people understand what they need. People understand what they want. And all everyone needs is a good push in the right direction to know that they can accomplish that, that those things are possible. Because why should we have people living without clean water, living without sustainable energy? Why should we have people suffering when we know that the 1%, these billionaires, is these people with gross amounts of wealth, this sort of disparity? We know that the way that they're living, the luxury, the safety, those things are possible for every human being on this earth. And we are tired of being denied those rights. South Dakota, these states who have decided to ignore the calls of their own citizens for so long, they have another thing coming for them. As we've seen at Mount Rushmore, that front line was entirely held by young Indigenous women and elders. That's all it is. And it's really like telling your children, telling young people everywhere that you believe in them and you believe in their right to tell between right and wrong, and giving them the courage to speak up about the things that they know are negatively impacting the people around them. Giving them the courage to be like, you have the power in these situations to enact change. And, you know, and if the people in power aren't accepting that accountability that we are trying to hold them to, then they are not fit to hold their positions any longer. You know, it's a really good victory. And we still have a really long way to go, but this is really like the first step. This is a wake-up call to politicians everywhere that you will be held accountable or you will get lost.